Gemara says the Masech to Sanhedrin, Daf Samechei on the base, Tan Rabbonin, Ma'oinin, the Torah says, Lo Sa'ach Shiv, Lo Sa'oinenu. So what is a Ma'oinin? Rav Shimon HaMizah, Ma'ava Shiva Meini, Zohar Elayin, it means somebody who puts on his eyes seven different types of Shechva Zera, V'chom Ma'omrim, Ze'erchis, Ze'enayim, sort of magic tricks. We'll speak about that in Mitzvah Shem and coming Shurim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kiva says that the definition of a ma'oinein is a mechashiv itim v'shoyis, somebody who figures out certain times. Vaimer, he says, Hayoyim yofel otzeis, today is a good day to go out on a trip. L'mocha yofel likach, tomorrow is a good day to buy merchandise. L'mudei erev shviyis, that on the year before Shemitah, Chitin Yofis, the wheat is good. Ekure Kitnius Miyos Ros, beans that were ripped out of the ground but not cut will not spoil. And continues the Gemara Tanra Abana Menacheza Oimer Pita Nofel Mepiv. If somebody says somebody's bread fell out of his mouth, Makloi Nafla Mayodai, his stick fell out of his hand. Benoi Karoloi Mecharav, his son calls him from behind him. Oirev Karoloi, a raven makes noise towards him. Tzvi Hifsikai Bederach, a deer interrupted him when he's on the way. Nochesh Miminoi, a snake comes from the right side towards him. Shul of Fax comes, Mismailai, towards the left side. Al Taschabi, if they're coming to collect, says, I shouldn't be the first one to collect from. Shachrishu, if he says, now it's Shachris, or Rosh Chodesh, or Matzah Shabbos, and all these times are bad times to collect a debt, that's all included in the category of Menachesh. And concludes the Gemara, people, before they take a trip, they make a sign if they will be successful with a weasel, with birds, with dog, and with fish. All of this is included in Lois Sanachshu. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yerudea, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes Sif Gimel, Paskins. Hi, Peter Noflim Api. Bread fell out of my mouth, or makli miyodi, or a stick fell out of my hand. B'ni kairali mecharei, shetzvi efsika b'derech, o sh'ava nachash mimina, o sh'u mismailai, ul mi sh'o irulai echem e'ela. If any of these things happen to somebody, oysim imen anicha, she makes out of this a sign, sh'lai lotes l'derech, o sh'lai lascha b'malacha, that's a sign he shouldn't go on a trip, he shouldn't do any, start a job, v'kenei menachash b'choldim b'oifes b'kechavim, who don't collect for me first, don't be the first thing they collect for me a debt. Matzah Shabbosu, Matzah Rosh Chodeshu. If there's a chicken that makes the sound like a raven, or if there's a hen that makes sound like a rooster, all of that is awesome. And the remark continues, Yesh Oimrim, Im Eina Oimra Atam Lama Mitzava Lishka the Tanagoilis. If he doesn't specify, articulate why he's saying that this chicken should be killed, Eloi Mistam Shech the Tanagoilis. Just, he says, please shech this chicken, Muchta Lishachta Kishikara Katanagol, then it's permitted to shech it if it made sound like a Tanagoil, the Kain Huhamin. So, the Ramah says that if he didn't say why he's doing something, even though he's probably doing it because of these reasons, there is no Isser of Nichash. And this is really the opinion of the Shilte Gibayrim. As long as you don't articulate that this is the reason why you're doing it, it's mutter. The Pesach Tshuva here, however, quotes a Tosfos in Masechta Bava Metzia, Dif Daf Chav Zayin Amabez, Divrei Maskil Kisva Arniki, and they hold that the Gemara there says, Kisva Arniki ain't on the Meshilim. That there was a minig that people would never lend their pocketbook, their wallet, because they used to take it as a sign that if somebody's lending his pocketbook, his wallet, he's giving away his good mazel. So ask Tosfos, why is there no Isser of Loisa Nachshu? But according to the Shilti Gebayrim, that there's never a problem of Loisa Nachshu if you don't say why you're doing what you're doing. So as long as the person doesn't say that he's not lending his wallet because of this reason, why should there be a problem? The Stechemet says that perhaps the raya from Tosfos is not such a compelling raya, because maybe indeed there the Gemara is speaking about a person who indeed explained that that's the reason he's not lending it. But Pasha Pshat, it seems that Tosfos is arguing on the Shilti Gebayrim. The Ramah, however, clearly says, like the opinion of the Shilti Gebayrim, he clearly says that if he's not explaining why he's doing it, that's mutter. On the other hand, if we look at the Taz here in Sif Beis, Sif Katan Beis, the Taz seems to have a middle approach. The Taz doesn't want to completely say that the Ramah is agreeing with the Shilti Gebayrim, that as long as you don't say what you're doing is because you're worried about one of these superstitious issues, it's mutter. He says that the Ramah is speaking about a situation, as we learned the Ramah, where there's something unusual happening. This hen, this rooster, don't sound like hen and roosters normally sound. So given that there's something abnormal here, coupled with the fact that we're learning, you didn't say that you're shechting them because of that, that's why you're allowed to do it. But where there's nothing abnormal happening and relying on these simonim, could be even if you don't articulate that that's what you're doing, says the Taz, even the Ramah would agree that it's awesome. It's interesting, the Darkei Tshuva here in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, Sif Katan Chof Gimel, quotes from the Sefer Mila Dechsida, so Mila Dechsidusa, that there was a minig that people would not sell on credit on Motzei Shabbos. They don't want to start the week selling on credit. So he says, he himself asks, why is this not usher like we're learning on this Gemara? Because the reason they used to do it is because Motzei Shabbos, the beginning of the work week, they want the brach to be chal. And if you're going to not get the money you're selling for, that's not a simen bracha. So he explains that why, therefore, do people have this minig. He says, because in reality, selling on credit is not something positive. So when there's a good reason for what you're doing, to say this is not something that I want to do, then there's no problem of nichush. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Kechavim, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes, says the kova oisim mina bepnenax the ginus the kivim malachto helichase ba oisa eis shakovra havru shemayim. There were stargazers that used to say this is a good time to go out on a trip. Hareza loika. The Rambam says you'll get malchus for that. Shnema loisim. The Rashba disagrees with the Rambam that if somebody knowing through stargazing or one of the other simonim that this is not a good day to go on a trip, is not considered nachash. Only things that are mentioned in our Gemara where something happened and you take that as a sign. But if this is the way the world goes, then it's more mutter. And that's why, for example, because Chetshuva quotes, the Beis Lechem Yehuda quotes, the Sefer, the Tzavos of Yehuda HaChosid, who gives different days of the month that are good to go on a trip or good to move into a house and which days are not good. So the question is, why is that not considered a nachash? So certainly if we follow the opinion of the Rashba, then there's no problem. Others want to say, what's the Rambam going to say? What's Rabbi Yehuda Chassid going to say according to the Rambam? So I saw that there are others who want to suggest that even the Rambam agrees that if something has been proven three times that this is a bad sign, that even the Rambam would agree that that may be a problem. And that all the things that are mentioned in the Tzavos of Yehuda Chassid are different simonim that happened more than three times. And since they happened more than three times, even the Rambam will agree that one should avoid doing it. The Shail Satshuvus Oz Nidru Chelik Dalid Simin Mem Hei. Somebody asks him a Shaila based on our Gemara and the halacha that we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, that the person asks him that many times we see Talmidei Chachamim, other people, that take simonim minashamayim, they want to enter a business or they want to do something, a shidduch, and different simonim minashamayim that they should or shouldn't do something. And the person who's asking the question to Rav Binyamin Zilber Zatzal wants to know why is this not considered a nichash. So he says that all of the different things that we've been discussing don't really have a clear basis in halacha. And since they don't have a clear explanation in reality, following them is considered a nichush. But says Daz Nidbru, in a situation where you want to do something or not do something, and then you see a sign in the Shemayim that you're doing the right thing, you shouldn't do something, that's not to be viewed as a nichush. On the contrary, he says, that's to be viewed that when the Shemayim, they're watching you. When the Shemayim, they want you to know what you're doing is right or wrong. And therefore, he says, that's not considered a nichush and is not a problem.